Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your network and computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in a protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
Everybody, it is a Monday and we are here live on your morning cup of sports on radioafs.com, blogtalk.com, FJ Merchandise, Bennett Home Improvement, Midwest IT Support Help Desk. You got me live right here with, and I didn't know if it was going to happen or not. It was rare that I showed up, but he showed up with me. Ladies and gentlemen, what is up, Farmer?
What's going on, B? Happy Monday morning.
It's a Monday. This is like finding a dinosaur fossil.
It is, man. Wow. And, you know, I just strolled into the studio. And I heard the intros. I'm like, holy hell, I made it on a Monday.
That's what I'm saying. If the doors weren't locked, they're like, these guys are about to get fired. But, and the thing is, you know, I come into the studio and I think we're getting replaced for Monday mornings at first. I'm like, no, we're here to do a show, but we were going to be replaced by,
yeah.
It was, yeah. And we got him here in the studio with us.
Yeah. It's weird in here on a Monday, you know, it's like Monday morning air. I don't like it, but you know, we're here.
Oh, we are. So, you know, we got to tell him, hey, look, you're not taking our place. Morning Cup of Sports
right.
is not going nowhere. So, let's go ahead and bring him on. Big T, you cannot take our time.
Damn.
What's up, man?
I thought I had it. I thought I was going to take over the show. But y'all made it.
What's up, Big T?
What's up? Farmer on the Extreme Sports Show last night, late night. So, but he got up and made it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it wasn't so. Well, it's late for you, but it was like 7 o'clock for me. That's like prime radio right there for me. I'm awake. I'm kind of, you know, had a few beers in me. I was full of piss and vinegar.
So, hey, I didn't know about the vet yesterday, V. Evans.
The bet yesterday.
Yeah, the bet yesterday. The Washington Redskins.
Oh, yeah, that was rough. Yeah, that was rough.
B, I did have to go on Extreme Sports and congratulate, Big T there on his win, because I told him you were rooting for him. So, you know, I was being friendly, B.
I was rooting for the Redskins because, well, I was going to go for the Packers, but Farmer was like, no, I'm taking the Packers on this one because I screwed up the coin toss. And thank God for that, because I did not want to have to do that flyer. But you topped me on the poundage there, sir, and I like that.
You definitely like the poundage. It's okay.
So, hey, see what the Redskins can do for you, Pierre?
We're going to leave that one alone, okay? We're going to leave that one alone.
But I will have to say, you know, sorry for, you know, what, you know, having Jimmy G situation yesterday, torn ACL, gone for the year.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Big
D.
Nobody most said likely, it was a torn ACL most likely. Yet. Man,
not,
why no, you got to go so negative?
Right. There has been no confirmation. No confirmation, no doctor, no nothing from the 49ers organization. It's all been speculation from Bleacher Report, from Extreme Radio, and everyone else like that. But nothing has been confirmed by the 49er organization.
Well, now, I have my guys flown in and checked the situation.
That's why my plane was warm when I wanted not to be here on a Monday morning.
Now, the thing was, when you look at it, I thought it'd be an ankle situation, an ankle problem more than a knee problem. I don't know the way he cut back, but I can't help but agree. You know, there's some players from the Redskins. There's a lot of fans that watch the game, and, you know, everybody said, and they're right. I mean, it's Garoppolo's fault. He should have ran out of bounds instead of trying to fight for that extra yardage.
Yep.
He tried to cut back right there on the damn sideline. And I'm sorry, he's not built for that. He's not, that's not his position. He doesn't train for that. You know, your job is, if you got to run, your job is to throw the fucking ball. Okay. And if you can't throw it, you have to run. Your job is to get your ass out of bounds as quick as you can. You know, or when at the
or
last
down.
Or down, yes. But you need to get yourself out. Now, I'm sorry, but you're not Steve Young, buddy. Okay, I know you're with the Niners, but you're not Steve Young. You're not Jeff Garcia. You cannot run this ball. You can't. You right now, what you're showing us is you can barely throw the ball. Don't
right.
try to overdo it.
Is that negativity? With throwing the ball between y'all two. Don't get negative. I'm just saying.
Big T, you need to watch your mouth and calm down, sir. You're right. My biggest thing. Okay. 49ers lost yesterday. Got it. Redskins won yesterday. Yes. Yes, yay, and no shit. But I want to talk about something different than that game. Okay, and we all know that the Packers, Clay Matthews, the league is like watching his ass. Now, I think I know why. I want your opinion. Now, we were just talking about this last week. Farmer, you know, Aaron Rodgers is the reason why there's this extreme rule on roughing the passer anymore, tackling anybody. But
not Aaron Rodgers, B. Come on now.
No. I know it's not Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers helped top it off. Okay, we were talking about this last week. We had the meme posted on our page. But could it be that they're picking on him because is it their way of picking on Aaron Rodgers because he was the latest incident for this happening? Because we've seen it in the Redskins game, or we've seen it when the Redskins hit. The Redskins didn't get a penalty, but then Clay Matthews turns around and gets one. Then they turn around and tackle Aaron Rodgers again. No penalty.
WWE style.
Right. But then Clay Matthews does it again, and he gets a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
So are they trying to teach them a lesson? Don't bitch and complain, don't cry?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I don't know. I have to agree that it should not have been a penalty. I hate to say it because he hit my quarterback, but
it was a bullshit call.
Yeah, it was a clean hit.
It was a bullshit call. It was one of the cleanest tackles we've seen. I mean, he literally the way he did the tackle. I mean, it was like, I don't know, man. It was almost like he had practiced it for like years to perfect that form. You know what I mean? It was perfect, down to every little second of that was just perfect. You know, it's like they went and it's like he went and gave them every single moment of what they want within the rule book is in that tackle to describe what a perfect tackle is. And then, I mean, it was, they say textbook. I mean, they're, you know, but it was better than textbook. It was a perfect tackle. And they still call a penalty on him. I mean,
He did not put pillows down for him on the ground. He didn't kiss him first. He didn't say, hey, you're going to go down really hard, big fella. No. It was very, very, very much textbook. You know, there was another game that I was watching because I was hoping for Dallas to win. Where
what?
Seattle got a call.
No!
You know, where Seattle got a roughing the passer call, and there was no that he barely even touched the dude. You know, barely touched the dude. And tweet roughing the passer. I'm like, motherfuckers, this sucks.
But did you say that you was rooting for Dallas?
I was.
Wow. You hate Seattle that much?
I can't stand the fan base of Seattle.
Over Dallas fan base?
Dallas fan base has a little bit more class.
That's a rough one. Oh, Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you. That was a rough one.
I know. But, you know, when I'm in a sports bar and two people, one without any Seattle gear on, comes and tells me I'm classless, and another one buys me a beer and eats a bag of dicks, you know, I'm winning. But, you know, I get a free beer out of the ordeal.
Yeah. but hey, Seattle, I was rooting for you, though. Big T was rooting for you.
Piss off, Big T. I was secretly rooting for the Redskins, though. So, you know, hey.
Hey. All you got, it's not, it should not be a secret.
Well, right. I want this to be known that there is a picture going around Facebook with me. Oh, Jesus. It was a bet
that I lost is the same. You know, I did a double wager last year with the 49ers and the Redskins where I had to wear my dress and blah, blah, blah. But there was another one where I had to have a Washington Redskins hat on and take a picture. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I know. There is that picture going around, like, rampantly. And I know who's doing it, and no, it's not you, Big T. It's another one of those degenerate Redskin fans. and he's, like, putting it on every single one of my posts. I'm like, oh, my God.
The one-year anniversary coming up for the Durant family.
It is.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I have to find it. Well, there we have a whole lot of bets going on, Big T. But I will have to find that one and reshare it and say, this is what started all the fuckery.
Yes. Yes. B. Evans, are you nervous about the tattoo now?
Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. No, I am nervous. I ain't nervous because it's only week three. It's only week three. Oh, let me rephrase that. It's week four. Week three is over for the important teams. Now we got Monday Night Football. Not an issue. I am not worried, sir.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this. I'm about to get this string radio helicopter in about 15 minutes, and we was about to fly to California and get the update on Jimmy G.
Big T, you want to be
reminded,
you have
sir.
To stop somewhere in the middle for some fuel oil or some helicopter juice because it's not going to make it the full way. But if you want to ride in style, I think I can probably get the G2 running for you. It hasn't ran in a while, but only the best for Big T in the court.
Oh, yeah, only the best. Okay.
Yeah,
we need to get an update on Jimmy G.
Well, a lot of people are saying torn ACL, but like I said, it looked like it could be a knee injury, but it might be just an ankle. It might not be anything serious at all. We'll see. But, you know, I want to remind you that I know he didn't shine last year like he should have, like a lot of people wanted him to, but after Jimmy G got hurt, C.J. Beathard came into the game. Now, yes, what happened wasn't his, you know, did happen. It sucked, but it wasn't his fault, and we still got a score on it. He come out very first throw, man, very first throw, and throws a touchdown. Now, he did get called back for a pass interference on the offense, but that wasn't his fault. Just want to let you know that he's right off the bat throwing touchdowns, so might want to be careful because we have a history of our backups coming out of here. Farmer, you know this. We have a history of our backups coming out, and we do something for a while.
That's true. I'm not going to say it because he almost put me in the dress last year. He was that close to having that shiny dress that I had.
Oh, trust me. I didn't forget.
And, you know,
I didn't
you
forget.
Know,
you better hold on to
don't
that.
Forget about Mullins either. You know, if Jimmy
Mullins,
G is hurt, you know, let's not sleep on Mullins. Believe in CJ. I believed in him when we picked him up. He's had another year to grow. You know, I was on a little bit on the interweb and on Facebook when Snapalapa Appa guess got hurt, and everybody's like, it's time to bring Cap back, hire Cap this, Cap my ass, you know, and all that other fun stuff. And I found Kaepernick's new clown shoes; they're really sweet, but Nike clown shoes. I didn't know that they were made, but they're specially made for Kaepernick fans and Kaepernick. But I posted on my page, and maybe you guys have seen it. And I'm like, all you CJ haters, when he wins a 49er game this Sunday coming up, don't be like, oh, I love CJ. You're the best. Thank you. You know, I will publicly put every single one of you on blast.
Well, let's be clear. Really clear here. Farmer had high hopes for him. I had high hopes for him. And I thought C.J. Beathard was going to do very well. So, let's throw that out there that, you know, so when you guys hear us next week, it ain't going to be like, oh, you guys are just riding the, you know, riding that train. Nope, no sir, because we were here before, and we were here when he was just a backup saying he's going to be the next big thing. He's going to be all right. He's going to be good.
He'll be okay. He, you know, he got some red skin blood in him, too, anyway, so I'll root for him a little bit. So, he got some little red skin. He knows who his granddaddy is, so Bobby's the great Bobby Vester, so got to root for him a little bit.
Did I just hear Big T's going to root for the Niners?
I said a little bit, not much.
But it is rooting with the Niners.
A little bit, not much.
Now, next week, by the way, we play the Chargers. We will be a visiting team playing against the Chargers. So that shouldn't be a problem.
Well, y'all don't have to go far. Y'all don't have to go far.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. And they're
It's still about 7 to 8 hour drive. So it's still a little bit of a drive.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Listen to Farmer, no one is.
Unless, you know, unlike you other coast people where you drive 7 to 8 hours, you're like in Canada.
Yes.
He said other coast people.
Now, before I get off, I got a question. Do y'all think Pittsburgh will trade Bill?
Yes.
To who?
Yes. Oh, to who?
Yeah.
I don't know. Whoever wants to put up with his sorry ass. Now, if he comes to San Francisco, he's still sorry, but...
Why you feel like this guy's sorry?
Look at what he did. Okay, you signed a commitment to the team, and then you just want to flip everything. Nope, that's bullshit. Out of nowhere, he's just like, oh, I need this and I need that. No, that's bullshit. So, but no, I think they will get rid of him. To who? I really don't know. That's tough. It's like, who wants him? You know? So,
yeah.
I guess we'll see. We'll find out who wants him. Bad enough, but I don't know. I don't know. We have a caller, and not sure who that is, but they might know where Le'Veon Bell might go. What do you say, Homer?
Let's bring him on.
Okay, I thought you left. All right.
Oh, I'm still here. I was listening to Big T. Yeah.
Good morning on your morning cup of sports. Who are we talking to today?
What's up, B. Evans?
What up, man?
What you guys gonna do about a quarterback?
Morning. Hey, Farmer.
Carib.
It's Marky Mark in the morning.
Making a late appearance on a Monday, Marky Mark. Not a good way to keep your job.
When you start signing a paycheck for me, Bub, I'll be on time.
Check in the mail.
Hey, Farmer. We also have Trucker JJ on the line.
Oh, no, no. Let's get that mother trucker here on the horn here.
Let's do it. What's going on, Trucker? How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, y'all. Boy, did I call in at a bad time. I called in about that time Marky Mark was being unmuted. I'm like, hey, B. Evans is on it this morning. But no, he wasn't on it. All right. Big Brother Farmer, just so you know, my first attempt at a confirmation video crashed and burned, but I'm working on it.
All right. This is why I wanted to talk to you.
Yeah, it was a really cool video, and then I think I hit delete by accident. But I never thought about delete being an option, and my phone was low on juice when I was making the video. So I'm like pounding buttons. And then I was like, yeah, okay. Marky Mark, how are you doing?
I'm all right. How about you, Trucker Jay?
I'm looking forward to tonight's game where the Pittsburgh Steelers are either going to kick the crap out of Tampa or they're going to land in, it's going to be a mediocre season. I mean, it's kind of like, is this basically do or die? I mean, it's not, but it is. Because, I mean, let's face it, the Browns won. They got their first win of the season. That's kind of, well, it's first win in a couple seasons.
They get their second next week. They get the next one next week when they play the Raiders.
You never can tell about these things. I mean, the Raiders played somebody tough, and then they end up getting beat. And then it's between weeks 1 and 4 of the NFL season, you really never know what's going to happen. I mean, you know, but nobody figured on the Patriots getting knocked off, now did they? So, and nobody figured on the first time since before I had done no research back to 1970 merger was that the first time we had back-to-back weeks 1 and weeks 2 where they had back-to-back ties. I didn't check before that.
So, real quick, I want to ask Big T, who are you rooting for this week, brother?
Which game?
Oh, any game.
Yeah, because, all right, we home chilling. I got my feet propped up. I got my Redskins socks on. I'm rooting for the Cleveland Browns.
I'm wanting to get a little interesting here. No. Farmer's already got the proof. We got to do something a little bit more interesting here. And Big C, I love you, brother. You know I love you, right?
I know. I feel like this is a trap trying to come on.
No. Now, Farmer, you're active with JJ week 8. You and I have a bet every week. You know, Big T and I got a huge season bet, so, I think that's good for the moment. But Marky Mark here is trying to hold out on us until, week, 10, 11, something like that. I forget which week it is. So,
15, December 9th.
Is it? Oh, wow, that's deep. You're going to be cold in that dress.
Y'all going to be cold.
How am I going to be cold? I'm going to do everything in my garage that's heated.
I'm not going to be cold. I'm not worried.
Man, this guy.
Where are you going with this? Because I did not get Cliff Notes.
No, I'm... I'm scrolling down the schedule here. I'm just doing
scary.
A little scrolling and looking to see, and I'm seeing the Broncos and I'm seeing the Redskins. I'm not sure if they play together this year or not.
No, I don't think they play this year.
I was looking, but see, everybody's got a bet with everybody except for Marky Mark and Big T.
Yeah, and?
Well, I mean, why not make it interesting?
I see where you're going with this.
Yes.
I like it. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your morning cup of sports, where Farmer and B. Evans are nothing instigators.
Yeah, thank Big T, so I checked out your show last night. It was very good. Congratulations.
Appreciate
on putting
the
on the pack. Congratulations putting that whooping on the Packers. That was loads of fun to watch the highlights on.
Yes, it was.
Piss off, Trucker JJ. Piss off.
And I am trying to find your schedule. Who you guys got back next week here, Big D?
Next week we got a bye.
That's why I can't find you.
Yeah,
okay.
That's why you can't find me. Then we play
all
New
right.
Orleans Saints when we come back.
All right. Well, that'll be another, I mean, just, you know, anytime you're keeping Aaron Rodgers pretty much contained, you're done from.
Yeah.
And you see, so, this
Drew,
coming up. With
he's still
next.
Hurt.
Who's hurt?
If you think you played a healthy Aaron Rodgers, anyone knows that Aaron Rodgers is not healthy.
No, because you know what? No, he showed us last week 3 touchdowns in a 4th quarter, and we didn't see that Aaron Rodgers today or yesterday. So.
Yeah. Farmer,
he's not
healthy.
Look,
that's not an excuse. He wants to be Oscar Robinson and come out and against the Bears and bring a comeback. He can win a game. So there's no excuse.
I was waiting.
Hey, B. Since Trucker JJ liked to totally ruin our instigation moment here.
He did.
He did. I would love. It would tickle me inners when Big T and Marky Mark could have a little beef. You know, it'd be cute. It'd be cuddly. It'd be like Saw versus Crispy. You know.
Why would I do that? I'm rooting for the Redskins anyway.
Yeah.
Typical Bronco fan. Bandwagon,
oh,
double teaming.
I want to root for the Redskins, too.
Yes, the Redskins Jesus. Don't play tomorrow, so.
Yeah,
right.
We don't play
next week. Yeah.
So this is like me taking a wager on the Browns every now and then. You two lovely people would like have to pick two teams. One for Big T and one for Marky Mark to make a little wager on. You know, just have fun. That's what football's all about is having fun, because I have family members now personally messaging me saying, Farmer, you need to stop. You need to stop with these wagers. I'm like, why? I'm having fun. They're like, will you jump off of a bridge in a mountain? I'm like, shut up and quit giving people ideas.
Farmer, you know anything about base jumping, buddy?
I'm sure I can figure it out. And then, guys, you know, we didn't show it, you know, for mine and Hook's flower and water challenge. There was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 8 people at mine and my girlfriend's house to watch the flower and water challenge.
Wow.
So I'm now getting an audience outside of the radio to come watch me make an ass out of myself.
So how many people are going to be there when you're riding in a thong?
Well, most of all of downtown Spokane.
Hold on. You made a bet.
Well, Big T, here it is. Big T just got big wood. Here's the thing, brother. I made a wager on a team that's not my team. I made a wager with Trucker JJ, which is still null and voided because Trucker hasn't put up his video yet. Is that I picked the Brownies. The Browns, the 1-1-1 Browns, to walk into Heinz Field and mop the shit out of Pittsburgh And if I lose, which the Browns lose, right, I will then have to ride a bike and or a scooter, depending on which one I find, in downtown Spokane, Washington, in a thong and clown paint on my face for 15 minutes.
Wow. Wow.
I'm extreme. I'm extreme.
Wow.
And this isn't even for my own team.
Okay. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. You are extreme. I give you that. Now, I'm not putting no thongs. Ooh. What
I
color?
I just like other people putting money where you know.
What color you going to wear? You got get a gold for you got to go get a gold or black for Pittsburgh if you lose.
I was thinking hot pink, but you know gold will work too.
Yeah.
I like the way you think there, Big T.
And JJ is gonna be start taking screenshots, and they're gonna be all over his semi. Like, yeah, that's my ass right there. And then when somebody goes into his truck, right? And then when somebody goes into JJ's truck, he'd be like, "What in the damn hell do you have a person riding a scooter with a thong?" And he'd be like, "He's my boy. I like him."
I
so it's like
so
a win-win for me too.
Not boring.
So what JJ has to do is he has to dress up like a girl outside of Lowe's during a busy time, and he has some sort of box or something like that where he has to talk greatness about the Browns and how he lost a bet to the Browns and how the Browns went into Heinz Field and whacked that ass. So yeah.
And there'll be a cake
on
to
a
the
Sunday.
Face involved.
Oh, yes. And cake to the face.
Wow.
Which my very sick, psychotic queen is also too happy to make. And I'm not really sure what she's going to have in mind. But Noah is sick and sadistic
her.
As she can be, which, of course, is why I love her, is that, yeah, it's going to be something. And, of course, we'll have the score of the game on the cake, and it'll be shown in. B, do we want to go ahead and go with the Morning Cup of Sports logo that is on the Facebook page? Or do you have something else in mind?
Nope.
Yes,
that one.
That's the one we're going with right now.
Okay. The idea is I'm going to make a small boot and do it at the Lowe's there where we live. However,
life is great.
The thing
life
is
great.
With the this job, I may not be there. Depends on how the schedule works out.
Mm-hmm.
My boss is. So I might be doing it at a different Lowe's. So I got to figure out something for the logo there because I'm not going to be able to, of course, take the booth. But if it's in the back of the pickup, no problem. If it's something I have to do on the road, I'll have to come up with something else. So, but the cake in the face is going to happen. And if I'm on the road doing it, I'm going to have to get some complete stranger to do it, probably.
That's the best.
Even
That's
better.
The best. That's what we do on your Morning Cup of Sports. We pick. It's completely random. We never know what the hell we're talking about. We don't know what we're going to do from day to day. We don't know what's going to happen. So why would we know who we're going to pick to throw something in our face?
Hey, B. This is like
yes.
a Monday morning that feels like a Wednesday morning.
It really does. We should do Mondays more often.
It's like, I know, it's like the whole cast is here. So wait a minute, time out now,
they
B.
Are.
I know. So B, was Big T almost getting ready to sit in my seat when I sauntered in? Is that what this is about?
Yes.
It's kind of about. It's not a little bit.
That's why I smelled chicken in my room.
And grape soda
was
spilled on the floor.
With grape soda spilled on the floor.
Yeah. what you
and,
what you
and, hey, B, I don't drink malt liquor either, buddy. So get that shit out of here.
Why not?
See, yeah. See, you were, when you came in, you was like, "Good morning, how are you doing?" Now, you's farmer.
Right.
Right.
Right. Jesus. My lovely girlfriend has sent me possibly what I could be wearing on this cold October day there be. And I'm going to send it to you. And I want you to tell me what you think of it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm afraid to look.
Half a Washington is rooting for the Browns,
shit.
You know?
That's horrible. Oh, my God.
Woo!
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and send this around to everybody so that they can all get a look at what Farmer's going to be wearing. Now, this is one style, ladies and gentlemen, that Farmer could be wearing. We can't post this on our page, otherwise our page would get shut down. But I just sent it to Big T. I'm sending it to Trucker now.
Yeah? What do you think there, Big T?
I just got
now,
it.
Yeah.
Now I'm sending it. Now
I'm
going to
have me some. Yeah?
Now I'm sending this to Marky Mark.
Oh, Jesus. That's going to give him way too many ideas, but that's fine because it's fair game.
Now, are you still with us?
Oh, my God.
Mark?
What the shit? And this is my girlfriend finding these for me. So, you know, I feel. Yeah.
Now, is she listening right now?
She is.
Is she available? Is Mrs. Farmer available?
Well, no, because I'm in the mobile command center. Maybe if you talk to her sweetly and nicely, she may call in. I cannot confirm that, but...
Okay,
know.
Hold on. Mrs. Farmer, this is from B. Evans. We would love to have the opportunity to be graced with your presence here on your Morning Cup of Sports on RadioAFS.com to talk about Mr. Farmer and his... future moment of humiliation. We hear how great you are, and we've got to hear for ourselves. You have inspired this man to act like a fool. So,
I would like to think of it as uniquely aggressive and boisterous.
There you go.
Thank you, JJ.
I'm on this thing, brother. I got you.
Oh, I'm sure you want to be on that thing. I will not make that look that good. I won't make that look that good.
I was thinking, I was getting worried about Lowe's parking lot on either a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday early afternoon. I'm getting off light.
Well, fellas, the Extreme Radio helicopter is here. I'm on my way to California.
All right, now, before you get off here, I just got an idea. Before you get off here, I just got an idea.
Yes.
Tomorrow, live on your Morning Cup of Sports, this way it gives us a chance to make this happen. We got to have the ladies on the show so we can hear where they stand on these bets that we're making. What do you think, Farmer?
Well, I like it. I
the,
did
the
message
sandwich
Mrs.
Makers,
Farmer.
The sandwich makers of the show's hosts need to be live on the show.
Well, I'm working online right now to call in.
Awesome.
And I will.
Mine will be at work.
I have to see mine has to work.
Man.
Okay. Gentlemen, I got to go check in with the shipper real quick, and I'll be right back. I'll call back in here in a minute. I have sent a text to my sadistic queen, and of course it's 7 10 o'clock. She's, yeah, that's what we're going to call her from now on. The sadistic queen with an affinity for knives. Yeah, that's her. And, okay. Yeah, so I'll be calling you back here momentarily. But I got to go run in here at the shipper real quick. So I'll get you out here shortly.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hey, B.
So
yes?
B, I'm sending you a number. You have been authorized to call.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. All right.
I'm jumping off, fellas, and I will catch y'all later.
All right, Big T. Have a good one.
You too, brother.
Oh, the number just popped up here on the studio. Hey, Big T, it's good talking to you, brother. Go Niners.
All right.
Later, brother. Now, Marky Mark, are you still with us?
Okay.
You've been rather quiet, sir. I was just wondering.
Well, he's getting his saw room taken care of. Let the man work.
Okay, all right. Let's go ahead and bring this caller on. It's
right.
Mr.
Well, we're
Farmer.
Calling. We're calling. I hate you.
Good morning, Mrs. Farmer.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Great, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Mark, you're a fan of movies.
Yes.
Right. Now, is it just me, or does her voice make you think of somebody?
Uh-oh. There's
it does
a lot
sound
of somebody
different.
To be having.
It does sound different through the radio. I'll give you that.
What do you think, Mark?
But,
do you hear it? Go ahead. But go
B,
ahead and say something.
No, but no, B, go ahead and ask her what you want to ask her. Now this is like badgering the witness.
Okay. No, Andy. It's actually good. It's actually a good one here.
Yeah.
All right. So anyways, Mrs. Farmer, when you hear us make these bets, what's going through your head at the moment that Farmer says, willingly says, didn't even get tempted or prompted to do this. He's just like, hey, this is what I want to do. I want to ride a scooter and a thong so everybody can see. So
I roll my eyes and I cringe a little bit. And then I figure if he's going to do it anyway, I might as well add fuel to the fire.
I love the outfit you picked out, by the way. Can we get some tassels to go with that? Oh, awesome. That'd be great. when he makes these bets, are you rooting with him or are you rooting against him?
This one I'm kind of rooting. I'm hoping he wins because I know a lot of people in Spokane. And and you never know who you're going to run into downtown Spokane.
Oh, that's no shit. That's no shit. I actually was telling a few people that are, they're not really in the area, but they said it would be worth the 2-hour drive.
Right?
It will be in an undisclosed location where Farmer will be riding around.
Oh, no, sir. You said downtown, okay? Now, I don't know how big Spokane is, but downtown means like, well, you know, I took Mark downtown to the parking garage, and we decided peak business hours would be prime time for him and his singing with the bullhorn, by the way. So we're going to need, like, prime time.
That
peak,
was not discussed in this
bed. Hours.
Nope. Wasn't discussed.
Oh,
it
so you're
going to
do like
impression.
What? 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning when all the bars are closed and the drunks none went home or to the drunk tank?
Hey, it was non-disclosed for when I need to do this.
Now, I don't know. Mark, I don't know about you. JJ's back on the line. He's listening in. And Mrs. Farmer, I don't know about you guys, but it sounds to me like somebody is beating around trying to not really, you know, do too much here. Because, see, he could be in a thong and then have a robe over top or put his clothes on and be like, hey, it was undisclosed that I couldn't have clothes over the robe.
No. I mean, yes, it will be downtown. Downtown
you can
Spokane.
Twist your words any way you want to make it work out for you. Okay,
but
we're going to
it will
meet
not
people.
Be disclosed. It will not be disclosed of what corner Farmer will be on.
We'll see, sir.
Is what I mean.
I don't think this is fair to our listeners.
Because I don't, as of right now, know where I'm going to be in downtown Spokane.
Are you saying you're just going to release a location for us ahead of time for the listening audience that has become fans of your Morning Cup of Sports that would like to meet Farmer and a possibility of getting an autograph? Or are you going to let your fans down, Farmer?
No, I will give them a location the day of and the time that I will be there.
And how long in advance is this going to be? It's going to be like live, like, hey, I'm here at this place. Come out.
Well, you know, we do give 5-minute intervals on our page saying, check us out. It may just be 5-minute interval and say, hey, come on out and see me. You got 15 minutes.
Now, I don't know about you, Mark, but this sounds like he's cheating his way out of some popularity here.
Well, CB Evans, I got to back Farmer up on this one simply because he did not give me a specific time either.
That is true.
I just have to go to Walmart. He didn't give me a specific time, brother.
Lady Farmer, help me out here.
I'm just saying, no, you know, we did not say a specific time. It does have to be a time where somebody's there to crack eggs on his head or how he's going to be standing in the parking lot like a cheap whore. So, you know,
I'm going
to
tell you right now,
fine line.
Mark, I'm going to tell you from experience right now, and Farmer can back me on this one, you will want to go when there's quite a few people because a lot of these people do not want to crack eggs on somebody's head.
Not worried, because I'm not going to have to do it.
Right. So B, I think Mrs. Farmer here is still on the horn with us. Is it okay that let her go, or are we done with her?
Yeah, I was just wondering.
She's a busy lady.
I was going to see if she was going to back me up on this, but she got quiet. So we will let her go. Mrs. Farmer, we appreciate you calling in. And we appreciate you finding that wonderful outfit there for Farmer. It's going to look hideous. And, oh, that's horrible.
At the same time.
God, that's so horrible. Hey, can we get it in like a different color other than black? Something that stands out a little bit that says, you know, I'm proud to represent gay pride or something.
In rainbow colored?
Yeah. Can we get it in rainbow?
Oh, I hate you.
Something that
right
stands
now.
Out. I like that
you
don't think
yes,
the outfit
yes.
is going to stand out.
No. it's got to have some color to it. No.
I can add the rainbow tassels.
The rainbow tassels would be awesome. What do you think, gentlemen?
It's not going to happen, guys. The Browns will win. The Browns will beat the Steelers in Hinesburg. That's it. I don't have to do this. So,
you know what? I'm gonna laugh my ass off. Fourth quarter, 2 minutes left. It's gonna come down to like they're down by 6, and the Pittsburgh Steelers rally back, score a touchdown, they win by 1. I want to see you live when this happens and your facial reaction that you've got.
All right, I can do that.
We got to bring Trucker JJ back for this because this is going to happen. Lady Farmer, we appreciate you calling in very much so. Thank you for the amusement and the hideously awesome image that you've now instilled into my head of Farmer. in I don't even know what the hell that is. So something you'd find in a porno. But
absolutely. Go Browns.
Go Browns. Exactly.
Bye, all right, have a good one.
Where's Trucker?
Oh my God, we're bringing him on now. Trucker JJ, what is going on, brother?
Hey, Farmer, can you do your wrestling voice? Because that looks like some 80s wrestling attire.
Oh, no, man. My voice still hurts from Friday, from Brian getting AIDS.
Okay, well, it'll keep. But, I mean, if you look at it, that's kind of what it reminded me of. I mean, I can just see it.
I agree. I agree. But yet she is searching for this right now on Amazon.
Okay.
Cheap plug for Amazon.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I'm scared right now. I am. She's willingly finding me stuff. And, you know, I guess I could use it twice. You know, I could use it if I lose. Never mind. We won't go there.
We don't need that.
Helicopter,
we don't need
helicopter,
that.
Helicopter, helicopter, helicopter. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Helicopter, helicopter. Whoop, whoop. Yeah.
I think she liked the tassel idea, though. That was.
Yeah, she did. So, Trucker, hopefully we can get that video up today so we can cement this deal. I'm looking forward to it. Just get it done today, preferably. Please. Thank you.
I'll have to do some improvising there.
Okay.
You'll definitely have it by the weekend. The reason is certain things that are at the house that I want to get in this video, you'll get a kick out of it, I think.
Okay.
But I'll see what I can come up with for the main substitution. I said it makes any sense now, but it's kind of
It's clear as mud, but I understand. It's clear as mud, but I appreciate it.
Right. Oh,
Jesus. Hey, B?
Yes, sir.
B?
Yes.
What time is it?
It's way too late for your shit. No. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. It's way too late. Oh, wait. No, it's Monday. It's way too early for your old lady's outfitted shit right now.
I agree. Marky Mark, what time is it?
Oh, my God. It's time for me to get that image out of my head.
Atta kid. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, I'm sorry. JJ, you're usually not here at the latter part. JJ, what time is it?
It is way too early for this shit.
That a kid, finally somebody gets it around here. I want to thank every single one of you for tuning in to your morning cup of sports here on Radio AFS, where we have fun and we are the new revolution of fuckery here on your morning cup of sports. I don't remember what I just said, B, so you want to write that down, please do.
I'm writing it down.
Okay, good. Again, I want to thank you from the bottom of my cold black heart. And B. Evans and I will have our daily wager, our weekly wager, come out tomorrow because I may want it to be this Thursday's game. We'll find
now,
out.
Now, wait a minute.
Tune in
wait
tomorrow.
A minute, wait a minute.
What?
Make sure if y'all haven't seen it yet, check out our Facebook page for Farmer's video yesterday.
Yes. And Hook. Farmer and Hook.
Farmer and Hook.
Yep. Farmer and Hook getting the flower in the face. But, again, I want to thank all of our four listeners. Well, we don't have any now because they're all on the show. So I want to thank anyone who is newly listening to us. Please check us out tomorrow, 6:30 a.m. on the West Coast, 9:30 on the other coast. That phone number to call in is 646-668-8467. Here is your Farmer. It is way too early for this shit poke of the day. And no, this does not class as hashtag pound me too. Beep.